The big question that seems to be worrying Sonny and Buddy, as well as the rest of our adventurers, is whether Betty will really get the money she has inherited. The only one who could answer the question is the lawyer, and he was last heard from on his way to Mexico City. Tonight we hope to find out if Doc has received an answer to the telegram he sent the lawyer.
Oh, gosh, but it's hot, isn't it?
Yeah. I wish we could go swimming or fishing, don't you, Sonny?
Yeah. I wonder if there's a swimming pool in this town.
Well, there's a river. I guess we can go swimming there.
Let's ask Dad and the sheriff to go with us. What do you say?
I've got a better idea.
What?
Let's ask Betty to pack a nice lunch and we can all go out on a picnic and a swim. Maybe Betty will go with us. How about it?
Boy. I'd like to be somewhere out in the woods under a nice big shady tree and eating a picnic lunch on the riverbank. We haven't done that in a long time.
There's the sheriff talking to Dad. Let's go and ask him if there's a place around here where we can go swimming.
All right.
Yeah, you see, Doc, I was right. You ain't getting nothing from that lawyer yet. I know he was just trying to crook you.
Well, I think it's a little too early to say that, Sheriff. Let's be patient for a little while longer.
Well, say, Dad, let's all go swimming somewhere. What do you say?
Yeah, I don't know about that, boys. Last time you boys talked me into going swimming, somebody stole my car and all my clothes. And I caught cold, and old true love has all been up yet from being pushed in the ditch.
Well, you got your clothes back, and old true love is still running.
Yep, but if I hadn't been just about the best sheriff in these here parts, I never would have got her back. I ain't craving to chase no more desperate criminals just to get my pants back.
Well, we'll be more careful this time, Sheriff. Oh, come on, let's go swimming. We're going to ask Betty to pack up a nice picnic lunch, and we'll eat dinner in the woods. How does that idea strike you?
Eat lunch, eh? Well, now, that does sound tempting. I ain't sure about the swimming part, but I'll help you eat the lunch.
Well, if you don't want to swim, Sheriff, you can fish while we swim. You know how to fish, don't you?
Well, I hope I do, and I got the best bait in the world, too. I never fail to get a load of fish when I use my bait.
What kind of bait do you generally use, Sheriff?
I always use chewing tobacco.
What? Chewing tobacco? How in the world can you catch a fish with chewing tobacco?
Oh, easiest thing in the world, buddy. You just take a chaw of tobacco and put it on your hook and throw it in the water. Then when the fish grabs the tobacco, he dives to the bottom to chew it, and when he rushes to the top of the water to spit, why, you just hit him over the head with a club and throw him in the boat.
Oh, what a nice...
Oh, that's a little too fishy.
Hey, don't believe it, eh?
Oh, sure. We believe every word of it.
I never will forget the last big fishing trip I took. I had my gun along with me. I was away up in Michigan, you know, in the wild country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir, I was standing by a river when a noise upstream attracted my attention. I looked up, and there was a moose. Well, I was just about to shoot him when I heard a noise downstream. I looked, and there was an elk. Well, I took a step forward to shoot him, and I almost stepped on a big rattlesnake. Well, sir, I pulled the trigger, and the gun exploded. Busted all to pieces. The barrel went upstream and killed the moose. The stock went downstream and killed the elk. The bullet went straight ahead and killed the quail. The ramrod went down the snake's throat and choked him to death. The gun kicked me backwards into the water, and when I crawled out, both my boots was plumb full of fish. And it wasn't such a big day's hunting and fishing at that.
Oh, don't tell us anymore, Sheriff. Come on, let's get ready for our picnic party. What do you say, Dad? May we go?
Oh, I don't mind, boys, if you're careful.
Well, aren't you going with us, Dad?
No, buddy, I think I'd better stay here. I'm still hoping to receive an answer to my telegram I sent the lawyer in Mexico City, telling him that we'd found Betty. There ain't a bit of use for you to wait here for that. You ain't never going to hear from that lawyer. You might just as well come along with me and the boys and forget all about it.
Oh, gee, Dad, I wish you could go swimming with us.
Well, I think I'd better stay here. Take Betty with you. She'll enjoy it more than I would, and she needs the outing.
Betty, come here a minute. We've got some news that's worth dividing.
What is it, Buddy?
Dad says we can all go on a picnic. Do you want to go?
Ooh, I'll say I do. When are we going?
Just as soon as we pack a lunch and get our fishing poles and bathing suits.
All right, I'll start packing the lunch.
Okay. And we'll help Dad with the medicine.
Oh, no, boys, you don't have to stop to give a show. Go on and enjoy your picnic. You can give the show when you come back.
Well, that's just it, Dad. We want to give the show before we go. Then we can stay as long as we like, and we won't have to hurry back.
Well, I'll mosey down to the telegraph office and see if there's any answer to your telegram, Doc. I know it ain't no use, but just please you, I'll go.
Oh, hi there, fellas. You remember me? I'm Joe Slocum from Pecora.
Look, Sonny, look who's here. Hello there. What are you doing so far from home?
Oh, I just come up here with Paul. One of his hogs got sick, and our family doctor was out of town, so we had to bring the old sow to the Lunkin doctor. I'm sure glad I seen you, fellas. Say, did you find the little gal you was looking for?
We certainly did. She's here with us right now. You'll see her in a few minutes.
Well, are you going to give a free vaudeville opera show here tonight?
Yes, sir, young man, in just a moment. And as a reward for your help in finding Betty, I'm going to give you a bottle of my tonic and toner. Here you are. Now give that to your hog and just see what happens.
Oh, hey, Paul, come over here and see what they give to me. And they're going to put on a free show, too.
Did you hear what this young man said, folks? He came all the way from Pecora to get a bottle of my tonic and toner to give to his livestock. That just proves my statement that it's good for man or beast. Yes, sir. Yeah. And it'll cure that crying baby, too, madam. It'll cure that crying baby. And it's only $1 a bottle.
Why, hey, I want to hear some singing. And I want to see that pretty gal, too. When is she coming out?
In just a moment. But you should have a song right now. And Rastus is the singer. With every breath I take.
I think of you with every breath I take, and every breath becomes a sigh. Not a sigh of despair, but a sign that I care for you. I hear your name with every breath I take, on every breeze that wanders by. And your name is a song I remember the long years through. Even though I walk alone, you guide me. In the darkness, you light my way. And all the while inside me, love seems to say, someday. Long day. And when I sleep, you keep my heart awake. But when I wake from dreams divine, every breath that I take is a prayer that I'll make you mine.
Rather, boy, I just got to tell you what Miss Graham said about her experience in the church last Sunday.
Yeah, well, what happened to Miss Graham in church?
Well, she took her little 5-year-old boy with her, and they passed around a little plate with some crackers on it and a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm, that was communion service.
Yeah, well, Miss Graham, she told her little boy not to take none of the crackers. She said she'd give him some when he got home. And then, just as the deacon started to pass the constitution plate, she gave the little boy a dime to put in the plate. But he didn't do it. So she said, Willie, how come you didn't put in your dime? And Willie said, well, I didn't eat nothing.
Hey, Sambo, did you see the machinist dog that Charcoal got?
What do you mean, a machinist dog?
A fella give Charcoal a dog what is a machinist.
Oh, Rasmus, what you talking about? What kind of a dog is a machinist dog?
You give him a kick and he makes a bolt for the dog. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Sambo will bring a song. Give him a hand, folks.
I bring a song, a tender song, to tell you of the burning love within my heart, dear. The night has brought a gift so rare, a silver moonbeam for your hair. And I am here to do my humble part, dear. I bring a song, a tender song to let you know I love you so, right from the start, dear, to keep forever and a day, our love a while and a throw away. I bring a song, and with my song, I bring my heart.
Now, folks, you have come out here with some of Dr. Lee Green's songs and daughters. Any of you ladies want more? I'll keep right up now.
Hey, Doc, I got it.
Look, here comes the sheriff, and he's waving something in the air.
Yeah, it looks like a telegram.
Yeah, Doc, I've got news that's worth the writing. It's here in this here telegram.
Where's the telegram from, Sheriff?
It's from the telegraph office.
Oh, no, he means who sent it.
Why, the fella down at the telegraph office sent it to Doc.
But you've already opened it, haven't you?
Sure I have. I thought it might be something important, and I opened it to make sure. Where's Doc?
Oh, he'll be here in just a moment. It's a telegram from Mexico City, Sheriff.
Yep, from Mexico City.
Then it's from the lawyer. Hey, Dad, come quick. The sheriff has a telegram from the lawyer.
Jump in, T-Hospital. Don't get so excited.
Oh, hurry up.
You say you have a wire for me, Sheriff? Yep, now wait a minute and I'll read it to you. It says, your message to H.R. Callahan, undelivered. Party left city. Present address unknown.
Well, what does that telegram mean?
It means that lawyer is a fake. He skipped out with Miss Betty's $50,000. Most likely, you'll never hear from him again.
How much better everyone would feel if the sheriff would only think before he speaks. And right here we find a very good moral. If you can't say something that will bring happiness, it's always best to keep quiet. The boy or girl who is always saying unkind things is never popular. Let's all hope that the sheriff is mistaken, and that our next adventure will bring some good news of Betty's lawyer.